This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4. Now, in recent years, there's been a massive surge in interest in Mexican food, but, you know, there's far more to it than tacos and burritos. Listen now to Margarito Carrillo Aronte, a global ambassador for Mexican cuisine and the author of a thumping great big volume called Mexico, the Cookbook. She came in to cook the perfect enchiladas. I asked her what she thought about the Americanized version of Mexican food, Tex-Mex.
Tex-Mex food is, let's say, the result of a phenomenon of immigration. Mexican people cross the border and then they mix with the local ingredients their food. But they are so eager to be accepted that they are willing to transform. And then the rest is people who go to Mexico, love the food, and they go back to their countries and do Mexican food.
But what the Americans do to Mexican food is basically to stick loads of fat into it, isn't that it, really?
And cumin and yellow cheese.
Yellow cheese, yeah, which is not the authentic Mexican, no. Of course, no,
we call it American cheese.
Yeah, we don't even call it cheese in Britain, let me tell you. So tell us then what the authentic, the basic authentic Mexican ingredients would be.
The basic authentic ingredients in Mexican food are corn, beans, pumpkin, enchiladas.
So what are you going to make for us today then?
Enchiladas.
Enchiladas, yeah. That's my English pronunciation, which doesn't sound as good.
Enchiladas, yeah. Divorced enchiladas.
Why? Why do you call them
because
that?
Because one is going to be red and the other is going to be green. The ingredients in this dish are cooked chicken, cooked and shredded. Then we have green salsa and red salsa. We just boiled the tomatillos, which you can get fresh in this country.
What are they? The
tomatillos. Looks like a cherry, but larger, with a husk.
So if you can't get hold of those?
A tin of tomatillos, you find them everywhere.
Okay, right. You accept no excuses, I can tell.
No.
And what's interesting is that, I mean, your book is... I mean, I don't think I've ever picked up... It's Mexico, the Cookbook. It weighs how much?
2 kilos.
And how many recipes did you discard? I mean, you considered thousands, didn't you?
Yes. I ended up with 715. Each of them is representative of a certain technique.
Is it true that you have 5 meals a day in Mexico?
It depends. The most important meal for us is at lunchtime.
Like what time? 1 o'clock?
No, 2 or 3.
Oh, okay.
And in the evening, we have a light dinner.
And that interests me a bit, that way of living. Does that mean that Mexico doesn't have the obesity problem that America has?
Well, you know what's the problem of Mexico that now it's getting obese? It's because of the sweet pops.
Drinks.
The drinks.
Great
and industrial
you, right?
Food. Everything that comes in a package or a bag or a tin, no.
Avoid them. Okay,
yes.
So your book is the absolute opposite of that, isn't
yes.
it? So let's get the enchiladas made then. You can buy the actual...
Ah, you can buy the
yeah.
tortillas.
Yes,
like
no
in
problem.
Here, look.
Yeah.
Just be sure they're corn tortillas.
Yeah.
You have to give them a quick pass through oil, fry them a little bit.
Okay, so it's actually very important to heat them up just for a minute or two, presumably.
Yes.
Yeah.
It protects them from getting mushy.
This is the new improved Woman's Hour cooker, so nothing can go wrong, she said with huge authority.
So what you have to do prepare the sauces first. We boil tomatillos. You have to rinse them and remove the husk if you can get them fresh. If not, just take them out of the tin.
And the main ingredients of the green salsa?
Is tomatillo.
And the red salsa?
Tomatoes, onion, a little garlic, and chili. I found in the UK a little bag of 2 red and 2 green chilies together. So it was very simple.
Ideal. You fried for a couple of minutes the tortillas, and then what happens?
What I do is I dry them. I remove all the fat with...
Oh, just kitchen roll.
Yes. And then you add the chicken. Or you can make them of shrimp, crab, duck, pork, beef.
Anything, really.
Anything you like.
What are refried beans? What kind of beans are they?
It's any beans you like. Just mash them with a masher and cook them with a little bit of oil, chopped onion. And when the onion starts to brown, then you add the beans and then mash them. Add a little bit of salt and that's it.
So what goes in first? I presume it all goes in special order.
First, the tortilla. We have to put the chicken inside, like this.
And this is the point at which the tortilla becomes an enchilada?
Not until you put the sauce.
Ah, right.
When you add the sauce, then you have an enchilada. I'm going to put the green salsa here and the red salsa there and just a little cheese.
It's feta. We could use feta cheese.
Yes.
And you just crumble that along in the middle between the two. Now, you are an important cultural figure, actually, in Mexico. And you've had a big impact, Margarita. I mean, it's really interesting that you actually got Mexican cuisine recognised by UNESCO as a cultural property.
Yes.
How did you do that?
It's the work of a team, the Conservatory of Mexican Gastronomic Culture. We spent many years working, researching, and then we were accepted.
And the history of Mexican cuisine is obviously comes from the cultural history of the country, doesn't
it? Yes, of course. Our cuisine is completely mingled with the religion and the culture. Mayans and Aztecs and Olmecs were very developed civilizations. Our food is ancient. And it has been passed on by word of mouth from mothers to daughters.
And so, is that still true? Because in Britain, there's a trend for men to take over some of the cooking in the home. What about what's happening in Mexico?
No. In Mexico, it's very traditional for women to cook, not for men.
Is it true that in Mexico, you wouldn't be able to get a husband if you couldn't cook?
Well...
It just helps to get a husband, if you can cook.
It helps. Okay. Grandmothers used to say that. Well, not in modern society. But, of course, there are some indigenous groups that still, if you want to get married, you have to prove to the family of your husband that you cook.
You have to... How incredibly frightening that must be.
Yes.
You have to lay on a meal for your...
Yes, and not just any meal, but mole, make it from scratch, which is a very complex dish.
You didn't have to do that yourself?
No. Of course not. No, but in little towns like in Oaxaca and Veracruz, and yes, you have to.
Well, Margarita, I'm really quite excited to have a bit of a try of this now. Is it ready?
Yes.
Great.
They're ready.
Okay.
And I'm just going to add a little bit of aguacate.
Bit of avocado.
Yes.
So just to sum it up then, you get 2 tortillas. The filling can be just about anything you fancy, but you use cooked chicken. And then on top, it's a bit of cheese and some sour cream, avocado, and the refried beans as well on the side.
These are very simple, but they smell delicious and they're healthy.
Now, I won't be able to eat all of this, but my colleagues will finish it off. You can bet your life.
How are the enchiladas?
Really, really nice. Thank you very much. This is delicious, actually. I'm going to have a bit more, and then my horrible colleagues can eat it. Yeah, you do get the impression that Marjorie Anderson probably wouldn't have spoken with her mouth full. I'm sorry about that. The enchiladas were really, really, really nice. If you'd like to make them, go to the website bbc.co.uk/radio4/womanshour. Click the link to Cook the Perfect. Enchiladas come under the meat dishes category. You can download any edition of Cook the Perfect by going to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.